Track 2, History of Town and Nation. Begin the tour at the front door of this late 1840s house by walking from the grandly furnished dining room through the back hall. Enter the wide central hallway leading to the front of the house. It is important to have a bit of the history of the town of Athens. In the 1700s, this northeastern Georgia area developed first as a settlement called Cedar Shoals along the Oconee River. In 1801, a hill site near Cedar Shoals was chosen on which to build the first state-supported university, which graduated its first students in 1804. 2 years later, the Cedar Shoals settlement and the area around the new university were incorporated as the town of Athens. In 1812, the United States fought against Great Britain. 1836 marked the final removal of the Creek Nation from Georgia. In December 1841, the Georgia Railroad and Banking Company, led by James Camack, brought the first rail line to Athens from Augusta. Train cars were drawn by mules until 1847. Later, they were powered by wood-burning locomotives. The railroad line in 1841 stopped on the far east side of Athens, across the Oconee River at Carr's Hill, the property of William A. Carr. Railway travelers had to pay for a ferry ride to cross the river into town. Athens gained telegraph lines, a gasworks plant, and a foundry for metalwork in the 1850s. From 1861 to 1865, the war between the states, the Civil War of North against South, was fought. 1865 to 1872 were the Reconstruction years of the South. In 1872, Athens was rechartered to become a city led by a mayor and council, a change from its 1848 form of intendant leadership. It was originally chartered as a town in 1806. In September 1876, the Northeastern Railroad opened its rail lines from Athens to Lula. 1876 was also the year of America's centennial celebration of its freedom as a nation from England. In 1877, the last federal troops left South Carolina. In the 1880s, the industrial age was upon Athens. The city gained a police department, telephone service, public schools, and paved roads for mule-drawn trolleys. In 1891 was the first electric streetcar, and in 1896, Brumby's Drugstore in downtown Athens was the first establishment to have electric lighting. Such was the economic and civic setting of the wealthy and influential Ware and Linden families.